Mic check.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Greetings and salutations, friends. How are you today on this Hump Day Wednesday? We have a fun show on tap for you here today. I am Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd, Chris on the other side of the glass on ESPN Southwest Florida, or as we like to call it, the Sheeman and Shepherd Radio Network. Many ways to listen, many radio stations, and an app. It's free. Download it. ESPN Southwest Florida. You can listen on your phone, wherever you are. You can listen on the old website, ESPNSWFL.com. Go back in time, listen to Sheeman Shepherd podcasts, best ofs, lists, contests, stories, great stuff. Check out all the content there. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at ESPNSWFL. You can follow me on Twitter at Craig ESPN. You can follow Pete Shepherd at PSHEP326. And you can follow Chris at ChrisNSWFL. Our phone number and our Stony Brook Golf Club text line remain the same, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Lots to do later on Wednesday with some fun facts. In studio, the 4 o'clock hour, Jeff Nixon will be here from Stony Brook. We'll break down and preview the PGA Championship, which starts tomorrow in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So we'll have a lot of fun with that. Basketball game last night, I would say a tale of two halves, but actually a tale of two quarters. Day and night, second quarter, third quarter. Looked like the Celtics were dominating, and then the Heat dominated in the third quarter, and that was that. Pete Shepherd, condolences to you. Congratulations to you, Chris. One game in the books. We'll see what happens next.
I texted Chris about 15 minutes before tip-off, half hour, because the Horford news broke when we got in the car. It wasn't like we missed it. It happened.
Right.
So I texted Chris when I got home. I just said, going to be too much to overcome Miami by 10, won by 11.
But you were dominating that game in the first half.
I know, but the Heat are a great third-quarter team.
No doubt.
And we'll get to the game. Congratulations to Miami. I mean, they deserved it. Butler, just breaking news. I'm going to remain calm here.
Okay.
I'm going to remain calm here, believe it or not.
That's impossible.
All the texts we've gotten, guys, I'm going to address everything you have just said immediately. You're all correct.
Okay.
Here are some of the most... I don't know what is going on in Bristol, but they need a broadcasting enema to flood out the crud and the crap and the pus that is coming out of people's mouths. Ew. All over that network.
Ugh.
Yuck.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody knows, with very few exceptions, J.J. Redick might be the only one that understands what the hell they are talking about when it comes to the Heat and the Celtics. I'm going to say who said it. Here's just four things that we heard today already.
All right.
From this morning. Forget how pathetic the halftime and postgame show was last night.
Worthless. Always
is. And Stephen A. will change his mind about a zillion times, just like he did with the other series, Celtics-Milwaukee. Chris Russo this morning. Eric Spoelstra, who is on with Stephen A. on First Take on Wednesdays because they can't get anybody to watch otherwise unless he's there. Mm-hmm. So Chris Russo says, paraphrasing here, Eric Spoelstra can never be considered like one of the greatest coaches of all time because he had LeBron on his team.
We'll address all.
Then we had Bart Scott on my way in. This is not in chronological. No, let's go. Let's go with Chris Carlin.
Yeah.
Chris Carlin, and he said this. It's a good thing Miami won last night to avoid the sweep.
Oh, jeez. Really? Does that look like a sweepable team?
And then Bart Scott coming in says, man, I didn't realize the Celtics were so big. I didn't realize Williams was so big.
That means that's the first game he's watched
all year.
He
goes, they're going to be even bigger when Horford comes back. Not even knowing when he's probably going to miss tomorrow night, too.
Yeah.
But they're a big team. And so much, you know what? So much just nonsense and misinformation and disinformation coming out of that network. Just put Doris Burke on.
Oh yeah,
and Legler,
and yeah, and McNutt. She's good.
Schmadek
is great.
Yep. Well, she's the one that says Spohr. No, yesterday.
I went back and listened to her last night. I think we might have jumped the gun there a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, because she said it. She was just on earlier today. I cannot believe what I am hearing. And it is so. I have never seen a network. And I look, all the years ESPN was on, all the years that the Celtics, Detroit, the Lakers, Philadelphia were dominating. Guys were up to date. You watched all of these teams play. I am blown away. They're finally real. Jimmy Butler is. Somebody just said on the show before us. There's no superstars in the Miami Celtics game.
Good Lord.
I mean, this is the kind of nonsense you're hearing, and nobody challenges them. Nobody.
Oh, they've gotten some calls today.
They
have. They've gotten at least. Barton Hahn got a call.
They should get a call
where he said, "Look, I'm not a fan of either team, but you sound like local Boston talk radio just trying to put down the Heat
really?
And make every excuse in the world for why Boston didn't win that game last night instead of just giving the Heat credit." You know what they did?
What?
Hung up on him.
Really?
No, of course they did.
They gave him the thanks for the call.
Yeah, of course they did. And look, I was texting with a lot of Celtics fans last night. Nobody had any bad thing to say about Miami. They're pissed at some of the turnovers that the Celtics had. But, I mean, Jimmy Butler last night was like in stealth mode. He was hiding behind people. I didn't even see him. And all of a sudden, there he is.
You know, it's funny. It's the second quarter. Celtics are dominating, and I'm thinking in my brain, I'm looking close at the team. I'm like, is Jimmy Butler even out there? Yeah, he had quietly 18 points in the first half.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, he just plays smart basketball.
Forget the scoring and all that. Yeah. And brilliant. But, I mean, the steals and the blocks. I mean, the block on Tatum, that was pretty awesome. But both teams, how many jump balls we have last night? 50?
A lot.
Some of them shouldn't have been called.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of jumps physical. It's just like we thought. And it was too much for them. And again, this is what I hate, because they did the same thing to the Celtics too against Milwaukee. It's the Milwaukee collapse. Well, no, it isn't. Oh, Boston collapsed in third quarter. All right, they made a couple of stupid turnovers, but Miami made them and forced them to make those turnovers.
Well, it took 7 minutes to get a basket. That was the bad part.
Well, but you know, that happens. That happens in the NBA sometimes. But yeah. I mean, you got it. Credit both defenses at times played extraordinary defense at times. Miami just got the best one without a doubt in the third quarter, and then ended up being the game. Celtics cut it to 9 after being down by 20, had the ball.
Let me jump in.
And then all of a sudden, another three was made, and that was that.
7 minutes and 48 seconds past the hour. It's time for our first Sports Center rundown of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Chris.
Last night, the Miami Heat took a 1-0 series lead over the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. On the ice, the Lightning take Game 1 from the Panthers, while the Avalanche beat the Blues in overtime. We had the NBA draft order set last night. Orlando wins the number 1 overall pick. OKC, Houston, Sacramento, and Detroit round out the top 5. The Eagles are signing free agent cornerback James Bradbury to a 1-year deal. Bradbury is second in the NFL in pass breakups over the last 5 seasons.
Here's what I don't understand about the people that work nationally on the network. We get a packet, usually almost every day, okay? And it's a great packet. This is the one thing, whoever does it over there, John Zani or Zoni, they put together, you know, huge packet that goes out to all the affiliates every single day, and it has incredible stats, which is where I get a lot of my stuff from. So I can't sit there and go through every Miami Heat game or every Celtic game or whatever we're talking about. Like, we'll do something today when Jeff comes in. I got a whole bunch of PGA championship nuggets here. You know, some stuff I remember, some stuff, you know, just like putting stats, stuff that you would never think about. And all these guys get this stuff, but it's so apparent that the stuff about the Celtics and the Heat that they don't read it at all. And it's not just them. It's other teams, too. You can just tell. But the information is all right there. And they're too gosh damn lazy to read it themselves. And unless one of their producers gives it to them on a sheet of paper, something to talk about, they haven't looked at it. They don't know. And I can't believe on a national network it's that bad. Where they have no idea that Jimmy Butler is actually a really great player and that there are superstars all over this series. The Sixth Man of the Year is on the Miami Heat. They don't have a clue. They don't have a clue. They are shocked that this is going on. They know deep down these are the two best teams left out of the four.
Oh, I don't know if they know that.
Oh, deep down, I think they do. They want Golden State because that's a team they can latch onto because of Steph Curry. But because they spent all freaking year talking about how bad the Lakers are and how disjointed, discombobulated the Brooklyn Nets are, they have dropped the ball, so to speak. No pun intended. Big time. Yep. Shame on them. Shame on all of them. If you want, I'll come and teach a class on how to do this. Obviously, you people are lazy or you've gotten, you're too caught up in the minutiae of the NBA and the crap that 90% of the country doesn't care about. You think they care about the Brooklyn Nets demise and the Lakers being sucky, but they don't. Unless you're in those two markets. And even Laker people, Laker fans.
They don't want to talk about it.
They don't want to talk about the Lakers sucking.
No,
they don't care.
They want to avoid that.
So
bring on next year.
I've said my piece. I'm embarrassed for them and praising us because we know what the hell is going on. And I think we talk about it in an objective way, even though we're fans of different teams. I think we can talk about it objectively. And at least I know that we have all watched these games and these teams play, and we've watched the Western Conference play. I have no problem that all of us could go in any market in this country and talk pretty coherently about NBA playoffs. It doesn't matter. Yeah. And these knuckleheads can't do it because they're lazy, absolutely lazy. End of speech. By the way, I just want to get this in.
Yeah.
Piston ceiling, five.
I don't know what the hell you're all worried about, the Celtics losing or the bad broadcasting before. For God's sake, if there's any big travesty from yesterday, it's the Detroit Pistons getting screwed.
Talk about karma. No.
Getting a fifth pick of the draft instead of a top three.
I'm going to go buy you a Sacramento Kings jersey for this. Once I saw them creep up, I meant to text you and I forgot.
I was waiting for it. I was waiting for it.
Because Sacramento was, I said, once Sacramento got up to four, I'm like, oh, God, Craig is screwed.
This pisses me off.
But it didn't piss me off because it's karma.
Georgia 5. Why do we deserve
Pistons
bad karma?
Pistons ceiling 5. It's just not 6, not 4, not 7, 5. It was absolutely hysterical.
Like, you know what?
The gods were watching.
You know what teased me off about this? The most most draft experts will tell you there is a sizable drop-off after the first four players on mock drafts. Once you get to 5, it's a second tier. So we're not even going to get a game changer. Oh, God. You know what I've decided? All sports leagues hate Detroit. The NFL hates Detroit.
Why?
Don't want to put them on primetime.
You're on Thanksgiving Day.
The NBA hates Detroit because they're still mad about the Bad Boys back in the day beating everybody up.
Oh, please.
The NHL probably hates the Red Wings, even though they're the most glorious organization of the original six. The MLB hates Detroit. The Tigers. And they hate us all. You know what? It's going to be so sweet when I got all four parades going on in 1 year, throwing an Indiana Hoosier championship to make my life. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. I'm going to get It's like going to be having all four major trophies at once.
Last time
I'm
all four were in the finals together was, I believe, 1980 Philadelphia. They won one.
Yeah.
They won one out of the four, but they were there in all four.
It's just going to make it sweeter. And you know what? I'm not letting people on the bandwagon either. We know who's on and who's not.
You're not the
they
most,
hate us.
You're not the most glorious of the original six.
Wrong.
No, Montreal Canadiens are. Sorry.
I'm sorry. How about an American team?
No, you want to talk about the last 20 years, I'd say you're up there.
Yeah.
Hey, think of it this way. You'll always be better than Toronto.
Well, that's not this year, but yeah, you're close.
Lions football. We're the best of the pro teams?
I think that's fair.
Somebody.
Oh, I think that's fair.
Somebody
right now
jumped on early. Says Detroit Lions building back better.
I think that's fair. Detroit Lions best of the four.
Vasectomy happy hour. Checking in from
majors.
Delaware, a beach in Delaware. I don't know how to pronounce House Rehoboth.
Rehoboth? Where is it? I can't see it.
It's a beach in Delaware. He's tuning in on the app. And Dumpster Fire says, unless you guys or the TNT guys, I ain't listening or watching ESPN as a group of morons.
And the halftime, I mean, they must be so desperate for spots at ESPN. The halftime coverage is embarrassing. It's 30 seconds, 4 minutes of spots. Come back.
It was before. That's always been their format. Yep. But all it is Greeny making some obvious comment and then tossing it to Stephen A., who gets all up and bent up. Time for commercial. And then they go to commercial, and then they come back, and they don't say, and then it's time for the second half.
Yep. Somebody, it's amazing. Oh, Miami Heat better get themselves together. They're gonna get blown out of this game. I'm like, would you shut up? They are the best third quarter team by a lot. It was, you knew they were gonna go on some kind of a run. I didn't expect 22-2, but I knew that this was gonna be a barn burner in the end. Yeah. And even it was still the game was not totally over with 7.5 minutes to go. It's a 9-point game. Celtics had the ball. I was thoroughly entertained by the game. The great blocks on both. I mean, both teams had great blocks.
The one that stuck to the rim.
The steal.
The one from that was Bans.
That was awesome. Yeah. And as great a steal as Jimmy Butler had in stealth mode, I still think he was like, I don't know, some sort of Avenger power last night. I couldn't see him.
Yeah.
But Struess's two steals were huge. I think those were the two biggest steals on the run. He had two huge steals. And a couple of blocks on Robert Williams, they just ripped the ball out of his hands as he was going up for a shot.
Yeah.
Just fantastic stuff. It's going to be fun. My concern is that I don't know when Al Horford is going to be back. Yeah, I don't know when Marcus Smart's going to be back. And I don't know when Udoka's going to be back. And I don't know how many other coaches, because they got problems with COVID.
Doesn't matter. You got Peyton Pritchard, my new favorite Celtic.
Oh, I told you. I told you. The kid from Oregon.
Yeah.
He's fun to watch.
Scrappy.
He's scrappy.
Like the bald eagle guy on the other team, who I always forget his name. Caruso.
Caruso.
Yeah.
Caruso.
He's the Caruso of the Celtics.
No,
Pritchard was guarding Jimmy Butler. I'm like,
He was trying to guard Jimmy Butler.
And Derek White, too. Those are scrappy guys. Just like, and the Heat have scrappy guys, too. You know? That's why both teams are are deep, but you can't two starters out and two really good defensive players. That's a little tough to overcome. That's still a hell of a game. I don't know what's going to happen here down the stretch. I expect more physical basketball. I still think it's going to go seven, but tomorrow night's another big game. And I hate doing it, but I'm going to say it. The series doesn't start until the home team.
You got to get the split. Get the split on the road.
Yeah.
That's what we came here to do.
Milwaukee got the split on the road, too, the first two games, and they lost. Yeah. It does happen. But not in this case. It would be nice if the Celtics could just steal one tomorrow night. But
Heat undefeated at home this postseason.
Mm-hmm. They are. Yep.
Yes, they are. Still no firm word on Kyle Lowry.
They said he's getting close to coming back.
Yeah, but if you get Gabe Vincent playing like that last night, then don't rush it.
What do we think of Marcus Smart's outfit? I couldn't have pulled that off.
I thought it was South Beach.
It was South Beach. It was like a pink bandana look to it, but you could tell it looked like
a onesie.
Really thin material.
It was silk.
It looked like he came from the beach.
It was high-end silk.
I thought he was styling. He looked good. I didn't know who it was at first. They just saw the... Yeah. They zoomed in on somebody like...
By the hair.
On the lane.
Yeah, the green hair gave it away.
Shooting a free throw.
Uh-huh.
So you could see like everybody's legs on the Boston bench. And I saw those pink shorts. I was like, damn, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
I want to rock some of those.
Whatever happened to the day of suiting up on the sideline? Lowry didn't dress up either. I think he was in a T-shirt, if I remember correctly. Rose is in bedroom guard real quick. Can you give a shout-out to my oldest son? He surprised me this past weekend by coming home from the Army to visit this week. Hashtag Army Dad. Absolutely, Rose is a bedroom guy. Thank him for us
for his service.
And I'm glad he's home. I hope he's home for a while. That'll be nice. That's fantastic.
Absolutely.
You know what? You always tell me... I know, I don't cry at movies. I mean, except the Forrest Gump scene. I always get choked up on a news story where a military person comes home and surprises family members or kids or whatever. That gets me too.
Yep.
See, I am human in my own way.
In your own way.
Told you.
In your own way.
All right. Now, Chris is not human.
But
I got to tell you the story before we got on the air here. What?
That makes everybody cry.
Oh, so that's normal?
Yeah, that's very normal.
Okay.
I mean, the dogs reacting.
Yeah.
Gets me.
Yeah.
Let alone a kid or whatever like that. That's just waterworks at that point.
Got it.
Yep.
All right, so before the show, we had an animal in the studio, as well as little gecko lizards, just sitting right here on a console, right? Like wanting to be a host.
Yeah.
And it jumped on the floor,
Well, it jumped to you. You're almost.
I kind of scared it your way. You had a hat to try and capture it.
I didn't want to, we're going to kill it. Just going to get it and put it outside.
Then Chris says, hold my beer. He was just gets down on all fours. And like Rocky II catching the chickens on the beach, he scooped it up.
It was like, what's his name?
It's Rocky I with the chickens.
Was it?
Rocky III is on the beach.
No, Rocky II is the
what was he chasing on the beach? More chickens?
Apollo.
Yeah.
Oh.
Rocky II is the chickens.
Anyway, you get my point.
But no, what's the crocodile guy? What's his name?
Crocodile Dundee?
No, the one that died.
I got a bob in my chest.
There's a gecko on the ground. It looks ferocious. I'm leaning.
Steve Irwin.
I'm going to touch it.
Yeah.
He just grabbed it. It's like Spider-Man.
Grabbed it. I was impressed with your speed.
It's not that big of a deal.
It is. I get those every once in a while in my house, and it's a two-person job to scurry it away. You just jumped in there and got it, harm it, let it go. It was beautiful.
They don't bite.
I'm not afraid of it. They're just quicker than I am.
My dog chomps on it. One shot. She doesn't eat them. She just one chomp and spits it out. I can't tell you how many.
I think most people that grew up in Florida, that's a normal thing. And I did get good at catching lizards. A few years ago for Christmas, Santa brought like a little terrarium. Is that what you call it?
Yeah,
terrarium?
Yeah.
For my
An ant farm for lizards.
For my oldest. So we would go out and get like a bunch of grass, throw it in there. We'd have to find a lizard and catch it, and we'd leave it in there for a few hours. He went to bed and I'd let it go and we'd repeat the process. That was a long thing for us.
That's cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I was impressed with your speed. Did you wash up afterward? They got like germs on them and stuff.
No, they don't have germs on them.
They don't? They're germ free?
Yeah.
What makes you think that?
Cold-blooded animals.
What does that have to do with anything?
Germs can't live.
Really?
It's cold.
They're not.
They're like ice cubes.
By the way, yesterday,
wrong.
Out on the back door over here, there was a dead snake. Anybody see that?
No.
Oh, I don't do snakes.
It was a baby, but it looked like it got caught on the door when the door opened and cut him in half. He was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Either that or somebody stepped on him because his middle was flat.
I had to grab a snake one time. I'll never do it again.
First of all, are you
garter
good?
Snake.
Are you good at determining whether bad snake,
it was
good
a,
snake?
It was a black snake, so I know.
So you know it was a garter snake?
Yeah.
Why did you have to get it? Family involved?
No, it was me and my, I don't even think I was married at the time. It was just me and my now wife. We were living together, and it got in the house somehow. So I put a sock on my hand.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to actually touch it.
Okay.
And I just grabbed it.
Yeah.
And I ran through the house and just threw it
outside.
How did
it get in the house? That would scare my whole family. Yeah. Mexico City says, come on, Craig, my 4-year-old grabs lizards by the tail.
Exactly.
Well, no, they don't. That's false. Because if you grabbed it by the tail will come off and it would go.
Yeah. And Art's right.
Regenerate.
At a certain point.
And Art's right. Lizards carry salmonella. They do, just like turtles do. That's why turtles.
I would lick my hand afterwards.
I would wash.
I would
you
wash
want some Purell?
It.
I got some germ stuff over here.
I'm okay. That builds immunity.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, okay. Fine. As long as our immune systems aren't shocked from the last 2 years of whatever.
I'm good.
So to sum up before we go to break nationally, in case you missed it, Chris Russo, just three or four little golden nugget gems here of idiocy. Chris Russo on First Take this morning, Eric Spoelstra can never be considered a great coach because he had LeBron for a few years. Number two, Bart Scott is surprised that the Celtics are big when Williams plays. Robert Williams III, and they're going to get bigger when Al Horford comes back. Okay, just so you know that. I know you people out there are stupid. You don't realize that. Being facetious when I say that, by the way. We have Chris Carlin. It's a good thing Miami won last night. They avoided the sweep, among other stupid nuggets that he said. And then you had and also he said that there were no stars in this. You can't consider Jimmy Butler a star, and there were no stars in this series. Something of that ilk.
That's just insane. Just insane.
You missed.
I think you should be drug tested.
You missed a couple.
I wrote the few down.
I want to get a couple of these out here.
Yeah.
Bart Scott, Jimmy Butler, definitely not one of the 5 best players in the East. Maybe not one of the 10 best players in the East.
Oh my gosh.
The East.
I might put him top 5 in the league, but okay.
Not the league.
All right.
The East.
Okay.
Yeah. And something to the effect that Alan Hahn said about there's no KD and LeBron, so there's just not the sizzle around this series.
Yeah.
Absolute opposite. If you look at the ratings, they're up. The ratings are up, which is no LeBron.
It is. I don't think they quite understand that this has been one of the best rivalries for the last 15 years.
It did. Okay. Did you guys? I looked up at halftime and said, wow, it's only 8.
You're thankful.
I thought it could have been a lot more.
I agree. I was happy, yeah. But I didn't feel safe, obviously. I knew Miami would go on a run.
Yes.
I would have felt, even at 20, I wouldn't have felt completely safe. And I guarantee you Miami would have felt the same way for the opposite, because even though it's different team, a few years ago, like I said, when they played 2 years ago, there were a lot of 14, 15 point blown leads by both teams. Now, it's totally different teams right now, or some of the same players, but more mature players.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no lead that's safe. You saw that 20-point lead eviscerate to 9 with 7 minutes to go, and the Celtics had possession, and they couldn't get it to 6. I felt if they got it to 6, they might have had something. But P.J. Tucker had, boom, answered with a huge 3. Tatum hit
and played hurt.
Yeah.
Came back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought the moment when the Celtics were getting ready to empty the bench with about 90 yeah. seconds to go, and then you hit a
Pritchard
3.
Hit
it's
the
like,
3.
Okay, yeah, yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
And then they go, sit down.
Yeah. Port Charlotte Joe says, I love lizards. I have 6 bearded dragons. You know, if Port Charlotte Joe wasn't such a regular texter, I would consider changing his texter name to Bearded Dragon, because that's
be
cool.
A great
but
name.
That's a wasted name, because I'm not going to change it, but that would be a good
that'd
name.
That'd be a good name, though.
Bearded Dragon.
Pete's Crypton, I said, I don't know what I love more, Taco Bell bringing back the Mexican pizza, Jimmy Butler proving everyone wrong. The sad part, you're right, Pete.
The sad part
is for anybody who is a professional broadcaster who has the experience, allegedly, that some of these other people have nationally on the network, and you have to explain that to them, that if they're actually like, oh, wow, Jimmy Butler's proving us all wrong. We look like idiots. It's because you are an idiot. Because you are an idiot.
Wow.
You know, because you have not done your job and you have not watched. Miami's been pretty much around the top 3 all year long. I mean, they beat out the Celtics for the second spot by 2 games. They deserved it. But they were in first place a lot. For most of the second half of the year, they were right there.
Well, you can't notice that when you're watching LeBron fight for an 11 seed.
Instead,
the battle for the play-in was ripping
hot
this year.
These national nitwits had 3 stories they focused on: how sucky the Lakers were, and begging them to make the playoffs, the discombobulation of the Brooklyn Nets and Kyrie not playing and all that stuff, and Ben Simmons. Yep. And while all that minutia was going on, they had all this
great basketball
going on, and they refused to do their job and do this because they got some idiot producer who's handing them, like, oh, no, this is what we want to talk about. We don't want to talk about the Heat and the Celtics, you know, or even Milwaukee all that much. Let's just we'll focus on the minutia, because that's really easy for us, and we don't have to actually study and break down numbers. We don't want that. We can just go by emotion. That stuff wears thin. When you do it every single day for 4 months is what they did.
Yeah.
You alienate most of your audience, and they don't get that.
All right, if you want to jump in on that, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Quick text from Clam Pass. Walked out into my garage one night. Kids left the door open. A bat landed on my face. We were eye to eye, speaking of animals and whatnot. Whoa. That sounds pretty scary. And also, we are happy to announce that Bill Burr and his comedy show coming to Hertz Arena on November 20th, part of the Bill Burr Slight Return Tour. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10. However, you can win them here first all week. Just be listening today. I'll just say later. Mm-hmm. Later today. Caller number 9 is going to get them when we do this. Not now, but later. Bill Burr at Hertz Arena. And you can get all the show info at our website, ESPNSWFL.com. We still haven't talked about Stanley Cup playoffs. Also, we have some of the Deshaun Watson testimony. I think it's bad. Share it with you when we come back. Sheeman Shepherd, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I'm Craig Sheeman, along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepard, ESPN Southwest Florida. Bad attitude guy says we should give the Bill Burr tickets to the texter with the best tagline for Lions football.
Been a lot of good ones lately. LeBron hater number three. That's why I like y'all's show. No, I know Pete is a big Celtics fan, but still talking up the Heat. You guys are the best. Well, thank you very much. Speaking of football, so Deshaun Watson had to give some testimony a few weeks ago in part of this investigation/lawsuit with the 22 women accusing him of sexual assault during massages. And he admitted that Ashley Solis, she's the first of the 22 mm-hmm. to come forward. He admitted in testimony that she was crying at the end of the massage. Well, why was she crying? Well, we have a text from Deshaun Watson to her. So we have evidence. It says, quote, "Sorry about you feeling uncomfortable. Never was the intention. Let me know if you want to work in the future. My apologies," quote unquote.
All the best, Deshaun. Unbelievable.
How about the Stones to say after allegedly doing that, you still want to work together? And of course, obviously, the prosecutors are asking, well, why did you feel the need to apologize and or text afterward? Well, she was all crying and stuff.
Why was she crying?
I know. She was upset. I don't think that bodes well for him. And that's all we know about
right now.
That's
just one.
I know. That's just one. Exactly.
That would explain why the NFL would want to speak with him.
Yeah.
Just explain this.
Which happened yesterday, I guess.
Yesterday, yeah.
In Texas. So is he in the Bahamas today with
offense? Do not know.
Supposed to be this week, I think.
It's amazing how there's 30 guys on the offense now all of a sudden that just, you think first and second string. Okay, 22. We got 30 guys going, taking up on him up on the free trip to the Bahamas.
Well, I would take him up on a free trip to the Bahamas.
Sure, why not? Seems a little excessive, 30 people, though.
Does.
Officer Sean wants to know, Craig, are we going to sandwich bet the Giants versus Lions? I don't think so. The only one I've done that with is Kathleen, and I'm 0-1 so far. Although your Giants lost cornerback James Bradbury. He signed with the Eagles, FYI, just a one-year deal.
Yep.
A little Giants football news for you.
He was released last week.
Yeah, yeah. Joe Burrow operating without the knee brace. And, Steve Levy, Lewis Riddick, and Dan Orlovsky will be the backup ESPN Monday night team, only game. So no Greasy.
No.
Okay. Well, I know we're all fans of Orlovsky, but I wonder what if they did the 86. And the only other game they'll probably do is a 9:30 game in London, the Jaguar game.
Story came out in the New York Post earlier today. Fox Sports was going to steal him.
Okay.
So they had to do something.
Dan Orlovsky?
Yes. Fox Sports was ready to steal him, and so this is why ESPN did what they had to do.
Oh. Sorry, Greasy.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Greasy's available.
Yep.
He did college anyway, didn't he?
Greasy?
Yeah. I thought he did the 3:30
ABC game. You're right. I thought he did
before
too.
It was Monday Night Football. I think he did, yeah.
Go back to that.
Yeah, Post says, according to sources, Orlovsky was pursued by Fox Sports, where he would have fronted a five-day-a-week NFL show and done some games on Sundays, though he was not a candidate for the top jobs.
Oh.
Interesting. But he would have fronted a five-day-a-week NFL show.
Yeah.
All right.
The Lightning win their first game against the Panthers last night, 4-1.
Mini comeback, down 1-0 at the end of the first period. They did a hard-fought series. I told you that was my pick last night, that you get the Lightning. Or and I would have said the same thing. You get one of those two teams as a plus 140. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Yeah.
You got to jump all over that. And the two-time defending Stanley Cup champs, and they got the jump on them. And right now, Vasilevsky's playing out of his mind.
Well, and what's scary about that is Vasilevsky hasn't lost, or the Lightning haven't lost back-to-back games in the postseason during this little run.
Yep.
The Panthers, they got to figure out this power play. Yep. 0-22 this post in the playoffs.
Exactly. Tampa were struggling for much of the last series on the power play. They've gotten it together a little bit better. But, you're absolutely right. But for Florida, just to get out of the first round was a big jump for them.
Yes.
Because they were kind of like a mini Toronto Maple Leaf. They were having some issues. So I still think this series is going 7. I think the Panthers probably come back and get this. But you got it. I mean, goals are very hard right now against Tampa Bay. They are playing really, really well defensively. And
they were only carrying seven defensemen last night. But Foot didn't play most of the – was it the second period or the third period? He sat out most of one of the periods, so they were
And Bobrovsky played pretty well. There wasn't a bad goal.
Yeah.
It just there were a couple of tic-tac-toe goals by Tampa Bay that were just beautiful.
What was that? I think was there a rebound on the first goal for Tampa, I think?
The there was. Yeah. And then the goal that put him ahead was just a great 2-on-1 tic-tac-toe type of play. Yeah. That was fantastic.
Pete's Kryptonite says the Lightning and the Heat playing at the same time makes me miss the days of picture-in-picture.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't make that feature on TVs now, do they?
I will say with the 7 o'clock hockey start, the 8:30 NBA start, which really isn't until 8:45 if we're going to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first two periods of that, you can watch the hockey. You can watch two-thirds of the hockey. And then maybe, you know, if it's a good hockey game, you missed the first quarter of the basketball.
Yeah. So it was 8:45 last night when the game started. Yeah. 8:45.
Well, Mavs Warriors tonight at 9. What's the actual start of that going to be?
9:15.
When's that going to be over? Like 12:30?
Midnight? Yeah, last night's game was, 11:30? Midnight.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 11:30.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
I might not.
And why are I mean, there's so many the timeouts in that game last night. It was like watching a Super Bowl. I felt like every break was 3 minutes during the game.
Yeah.
Didn't it feel that way? I'm like, how could
– Well, and they stopped
– Nobody should be tired.
They stopped the game to review every
– Oh, it's just ridiculous.
And look, I get it, the NBA with the flagrant fouls and wanting to keep players safe, but I don't know how Bam gets a flagrant foul when he's going to box out.
Yeah.
He didn't know it was an alley-oop,
right.
And he gets
yeah.
hit with a flagrant
yeah.
foul.
Yeah, no, right. absolutely.
And it was, it's just...
Van Gundy said it right away, too. It's just, you know...
Yeah, he got, letter just, by the law, it's a flagrant.
I think you could clearly see intention was not there.
We've
and
got...
not taking that in consideration.
It's gotten out of control. And I know it's because these two teams... play so physical the way they are, and I know the refs are trying to establish control, but man, you got to have more discretion than that.
I agree.
I thought that was a terrible, yep. But they do that for a lot of calls. They just go back to the monitor for everything. It's just kills the momentum of the game. There was that. Mm-hmm. There was who did Max Strus get into it with where they both got hit with technicals. Was it Jaylen Brown?
Their arms were tangled. Don't call anything.
It's stupid.
Let's let them be.
Also, one other hockey game last night. The Avs beat the Blues in overtime 3-2.
Yep.
So we got Rangers and Hurricanes tonight, along with Oilers and Flames on ESPN.
I'm very interested to see how the Rangers are going to do in Carolina against the way they play defense. That's going to be a great test for the Rangers. I pick Carolina to win the series.
I need the Rangers to win just so that Wig has a team to win.
Well,
Carolina taking a play out of who did it in the first round. They're not allowing ticket sales outside of this. Nashville.
Yeah.
Nashville did it in the first round. So the Hurricanes taking a page out of the Predators playbook, not allowing direct ticket sales outside of the state of North Carolina. Secondary markets, they're open.
It's interesting you say that because I was watching last night.
I think the Lightning have done it in the past, too.
There was a Channel 5 in Boston had a whole big story for Celtics fans. It's cheaper to fly down here and get ticket, fly with flight and a ticket to go to a Heat game. I'm not saying you sit in the front row or anything,
right?
But it's cheaper to fly down here, round trip with a ticket, than it is to go to the Garden games 3 and 4.
That's amazing.
On the whole.
Wow, that says something.
Yeah, it says it's just ripped off. We're just getting ripped off.
All right, we got Sound Street coming up next from last night.
I was surprised while we're on the basketball. 499 consecutive sellouts for the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
Really?
Game 2 will be their 500th straight sellout.
That's pretty good.
For a Miami team?
I was
good. That's awesome.
I thought the Heat always have done well since I can't imagine when they didn't. Because you go back 500 games, that's got to be
LeBron era. Yes, it goes back to the LeBron
era.
But
it's traffic, too. When was their last non-sellout? Pre-LeBron?
Yeah, it would have been before that. What was that?
You had Dwayne
season?
Wade in his prime?
I think a lot of these stadiums, too, arenas and stadiums, some markets, you got to wait a good half hour because, yes, sometimes the game will start and you say, oh, God, look at all those empty seats. Well, not
empty
seats. People are stuck in traffic.
Especially there.
Yeah. Especially
it's
there.
It's not traffic as much as it's just I was going out for dinner.
Although the way the Heat arena is on the TV, it looks like most of the section in the front are stairs.
Yeah.
they should put seats there. It's crazy. All right. This week is the PGA Championship. From Southern Hills to Tulsa, Oklahoma, we'll have complete coverage of the season's second major all week. But we got Jeff Nixon in studio today and updates from the course Thursday through Sunday. All the major storylines, you get all the coverage. PGA Championship brought to you by Golf Galaxy, Twin Peaks, and ShutterUp.com. Stay with us, Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Now cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
All right, last night, the Heat came back and beat the Celtics. Game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. Jimmy Butler scoring 41 points. Here it is on ESPN.
Here's the rebound. That'll do it. Butler gets inside and banks it home. Finishing touches on another Jimmy Butler master.
Here's Eric Spoelstra. Jimmy Butler raising his play to meet the level of competition.
Well, I mean, obviously, everything is, you know, you have heightened attention to detail. But again, I don't want to get a long dissertation about it. If you're driven by competition, you know, and the stakes get raised, you're going to raise your level of play. And it's not about, you know, trying to get bigger numbers or it's about doing what's required. And this level is a high level, this competition, and he senses it, and he knows it, he feels it, and he was able to produce and put us in a position, you know, to feel comfortable to be able to win this game tonight.
Here's Boston coach Ime Udoka on the Celtics' mistakes. Nothing we can't clean up.
I wouldn't say it's anything tough to clean up because we got back to it in the fourth quarter. We did it for three quarters, and obviously, you make two baskets only, and, you know, you're going to get one assist in that quarter. It was just more so the things that we didn't do, which were making a simple pass, not playing in the crowd, and that led to those turnovers. So nothing that we can't clean up. We've been doing it, you know, for the most part all season, especially the second half and in the playoffs. And it was no different from Milwaukee or Brooklyn or the teams that really load up on those guys. It's just we got caught up in the physicality and tried to draw fouls instead of making the right read. So you know, obviously Al and Marcus, two are veteran guys that kind of calm us down at times. You might miss that some, but like I said, it was a little bit of everybody. It wasn't just young guys and Peyton and those guys. It was Jason and some of our veterans making the same mistakes, so no excuse there.
Yeah, Jason and Jalen try to force passes, and which they normally don't do. And I give credit, like I said, Jimmy Butler seemed like in stealth mode on a couple of steals and Strus as well. But they made a few passes last night. I was like, what are you doing? Because they had so many points in the paint in the first half, people don't realize. And because they're making, they were
44.
Yeah,
in the first half.
That was the biggest glaring thing for Miami. Their interior defense was not. I think there were like three alley-oop dunks. It was bad in the first
Jimmy
half.
Jimmy Butler, the 41-9 are impressive enough. But to me, you go down the what was the most impressive, and I think actually the most impactful was four steals and three blocks. Though I remember all seven of those plays. And they were all very, very instrumental in why the Heat won last night and that, you know, dominated that third quarter.
Here is Jaylen Brown. We just weren't prepared to be without Al Horford, who was a late scratch, and Marcus Smart.
We just got to be even more disciplined. Obviously, we wasn't prepared to be without Al. And, you know, we definitely wasn't prepared to be without Al and Smart, so. It's not an excuse. We got to be better. We still had control of the game in the first half. We lost control in the third quarter in a little bit. And we just got to be better. Got to play better on both sides of the ball. More discipline. We fouled entirely too much. And we let the game slip away from us. You know, that's the story.
Now, Al Horford, as we mentioned, a late scratch due to COVID protocol. Here's Brian Windhorst on Get Up. Said the Celtics could have a COVID outbreak, and Horford will probably be out for game two as well.
I will say there are several staff members with the Celtics who have tested positive over the last few days. So this is something that's got to be worrisome around the Celtics right now, but we will have to see how things develop over the next couple of days with Horford. And you know, but they have to brace themselves for the reality he's not going to be around for at least for game two and maybe longer.
Okay.
That stinks.
Well, yeah, that's
going to be very – That'll be tough to overcome. If they can get at least get Marcus back, but he said last night he couldn't do basketball moves.
Marcus?
Yeah. He couldn't make it basketball moves. So I don't know. Whatever wonder needle you got to shoot him up with to get the pain out, because they really need him in the lineup tomorrow night.
Although it's a foot strain, right? Those are hard to bounce back from. All right, coming up, we'll have some hockey sound and a little Tua talk. And then next hour, Jeff Nixon will be in studio. We'll preview the PGA Championship.
Yep. I do want to say Island Coast, want to give a shout out to Island Coast High School boys varsity baseball team making it to the state's Final Four, playing at Hammond on Monday. Congratulations. Is it Clint Montgomery? Is he still the head coach? I'm looking on that in this state to make the Final Four for states.
That's good.
Wow. That's congratulations. That's a great job, boys.
Now you got to be in it to win it. Go the distance. Yep. Good luck. All right, Sheeman and Shepherd, 3 o'clock hour next, ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.